Malachy O'Doherty is best known as a journalist, author and broadcaster who has written about Northern Ireland for most of his career, from a regular column in the Belfast Telegraph to a recent biography of Gerry Adams for Faber. Now he has turned his hand to fiction with a novel, Terry Branken Has a Gun. It's about a solicitor and property developer in Belfast whose paramilitary past is beginning to catch up with him. And Malachy O'Doherty joins me now on the line from Belfast. 8 books of non-fiction as well as I don't know how many words of journalism.
Eight
books of non-fiction. Yeah, I thought for
ninth by the end of the year.
All right, okay.
The ninth is coming, yeah.
Well, there's
I'm
a ninth
sorry,
book of non...
I apologise, I've disrupted you.
That's okay. It's the objective journalist in you that wants the facts, which makes me ask, why fiction right now, Malachy O'Doherty?
Well, I've always dabbled in a bit of fiction. I mean, I suppose when I was young and aspiring to be a writer, the idea was to write fiction and even a bit of poetry. I have done a few short stories down the years that have been published in small magazines, and I've written novels that have not been published, you know. So I suppose that was always there as a kind of doodling in the margins of my journalism, if you like. And I always wanted to publish a novel, and I'm a bit surprised by the one that's come out of me, you know, because I didn't expect to be, somebody like Declan Burke to describe it as a superb thriller. I wrote it very tentatively with a sense that, I was probably not doing this very well. And I remember once down at Anna McCarrig, when I was in a retreat there writing on it, and I met a real thriller writer, and I told him what I was doing, and he wasn't very impressed at all. the thing has worked better than I thought it would.
It sounds, Malachy, there that you didn't think you were writing a thriller. What did you think you were writing then? It's the story of an IRA man whose past is coming back to him.
No, I knew I was writing a thriller. I knew I was trying to write a thriller. I mean, I'm going to sound slightly immodest here, but I didn't think I was writing a good one. I thought I was an accomplished journalist having a stab at something that if it had come out and people had said, not bad, but stick to the journalism, Malachy, that wouldn't have particularly surprised me. I wasn't in a position to evaluate this. And I was getting feedback through earlier submissions to publishers, which were saying, we don't find this character credible, or we couldn't sympathise with Terry Branken because of what he did, and the reader won't either. So really, this isn't going to work. And actually, the response from critics has been entirely different from that. But maybe that is also because it works better in an Irish market. Maybe that's true, you know.
You say there that some of the publishers said to you that they couldn't forgive, nobody would empathise with Terry Branken, the lead character here, because of what he did. I'm not giving anything away to say that he murdered a child in his past. It may not have been the child or the family that he expected to murder, but nevertheless, it didn't bother him at the time to go and head.
Well, it bothered him. It did bother him, but he did. The operation was to identify a car and blow it up. And the way in which you were going to identify that car is there would be 3 people in it and one of them would be a child. And the mistake was to hit the wrong car, but they wouldn't have hit the wrong car if there hadn't been a child in it. So that was the kind of quandary he was in. But yeah, the story starts with that coming back to him. But, immediately he does feel remorse from it from the start. He does feel, he goes on to continue his career inside the IRA, but he does have difficulty with what he has done, and he does go to the top man, and this is very early in the book as well, a guy called Dom McGrath, and he says, look, Dom, I can't do this again. Look at what we've done here. And Dom gives him the big pep talk, and the big pep talk is, do you think Maggie Thatcher, do you think John Major, do you think they're lying awake at night thinking about people bombed in the Belgrano or the guy with the truckload of melons crossing a bridge in near Basra and getting blown up. Do you think they're fretting about him? This is war, Terry. You got to understand it. So that's, he gets that pep talk, there are various things happen, but he comes back to the IRA. He becomes one of the enforcers of the kneecapping squads, and let's not spoil anything beyond that.
But
he is a complex man. He is a man who has killed and will kill again, but he is also a man with a conscience and with some kind of moral focus, and the moral focus that calls him back to violence in the book is his commitment to protecting his wife, who is now also in danger. But that's telling you too much already. Mm.
Yeah, but let's have, without getting into the specifics of who might be who or who might be a mirror image of some real politician or some real ex-IRA man or whatever, how did your decades of journalism dealing with people who might not have been in this specific situation, but who were in similar situations, how did your journalism and the objectivity that you needed there inform this book and the imagination and fictional side that you needed for it?
Well, I have met people who were in the IRA and in the Loyalist paramilitaries, because there are Loyalists in the book as well, and police in the book, and I've met a lot of police. And I've met people who have killed. And I have found in, you know, later life, you know, that that men who did atrocious things in their youth are genial and decent men, you know. I mean, that is a puzzle, and that's the bit that maybe the English publishers couldn't get their head around, you know. But, I mean, we wouldn't have a political system functioning in Northern Ireland other than on the principle that people who bombed London, like Gerry Kelly, you know, who fired on the police like another member of the executive, you know, who you know, like Martin McGuinness, who was undoubtedly a killer, you know, that, you know, that if these, you know, the entire premise of the peace process and the political structure is that people can have done that in the past and even still believe that they were right to do it and still have a positive contribution to make to the administration of society. And that is a difficult thing for people to get their heads around. And I suppose the challenge for me in the book was to go back and unpick somebody like Terry Branken, you know, who was who did kill people, who did atrocious things, like real living people that we both know, and who still has a life to live, and has loving relationships and challenges to meet in the real world. And and I suppose the way that just to say that as a journalist, I suppose what I could not do, what I could do in the book that I couldn't do as a journalist, was in a sense to amplify all those voices, not just the voice of Terry Branken, but of the born again Christian cop, you know, of the loyalist thug,
yeah,
of the you know, even of the hoodlums on the street and the joyriders and even the kids around, the students around the Holy Land, you know. So there's a way in which you can, in fiction, you can amplify all those voices. Many times have you, as a journalist, interviewed somebody and thought, well, I don't really agree with him, but I could have made his case for him better than he's made it himself. Well, you know, as a novelist, you don't have that handicap. You can amplify the voice. You can make even the person that you disagree with more articulate than you could do through journalism.
But did it leave you that perhaps you were more empathetic to people who you might have thought, I don't want to spend 5 minutes in that person's company, but the fictional characters, you could actually fight their case for them?
Well, I have a problem with some of the old killers that I know who continue to justify what they did. They're the ones I have difficulty with. The ones I don't have difficulty with are the people who do agonize about it. You know, I have sat down as a journalist researching other books, including the forthcoming one, and I've sat down with people that I know have killed people. I mean, I'm thinking of one man in particular, a loyalist I was just talking to a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, you know, he says, well, you killed people. And he says, well, I was deep end UDA, was the phrase that he used. Now, that is a man who spent a long time in jail, who certainly killed people, and who frets about it, who agonises about it, who has difficulty with it. But still in all, he's a man who's capable of doing that, and I wouldn't want to cross him, you know, because I would say he has reserves of temper that he could bring to bear, you know, if I did. But I still found him a man that I could feel some compassion for and have an engaging, thoughtful conversation with. Yeah.
Well, there you go. We'll have to wait for the book of nonfiction, the ninth one, to see and find out about that particular person.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the meantime, we can sample the fictional characters in Malachy O'Doherty's current book, Terry Branken Has a Gun, which is published by Merrion Press.